Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Open for Business with the Office of Economic Development here with the City of Santa Fe. It's our distinct honor and privilege to be visiting with Eric, Maciek, and Deborah. And today we're going to go ahead and kickstart things by visiting with our friend Deborah Torres. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Esteban. Nice to see you again. Going into this holiday season, you look dapper today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wearing a tie for you today, Deborah.
Good. If only the radio faces could see, right?
I have a face for radio. That's why I'm in it.
I love it. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I did want to kick it off with saying that today, Tuesday, December 9th, from 10 to 12, I'm hosting our final 2025 roundtable for Native businesses. I welcome everybody to come and attend. We're again 10 to 12 Santa Fe Business Incubator Native Business Roundtable. Great subjects and a great update for 2026.
Al, what's it been like this year, Deborah, with the Native Roundtable that has begun? It seems very exciting. Lots of great businesses, lots of great people, a lot of excitement.
Yes, thanks for that, Esteban. It's going great. We started the roundtables in July, and I'll take a step back and mention that the Native Business Development Tribal Liaison position began in February, so we've been off to a great start. And again, since July, we've been hosting these roundtables for our Native community. And going into 2026, we have some great opportunities to really interface with our community and support, advocate, share, and really collaborate with our Native folks.
That's great. And if we have a business owner out there that is interested in learning more and getting together, obviously they should go by today. If they're unable to see you today, I guess they can send you an email.
Yes, my email address is dmtorres@santafenm.gov. Would love to hear from folks, and we'll also be putting out a monthly newsletter for folks to get more involved and hear about the opportunities we have.
Great. Terrific. Well, really exciting there, Deborah, and thank you for that. Pretty cool, huh, Eric?
Yeah, thanks. Deborah's been just an amazing addition to the Office of Economic Development team, and just really, you know, not just with the Native American community, but really bringing a force to be reckoned with and expanding and really addressing the needs of businesses in Santa Fe. So we're really thankful to have her and the great work that she's doing. Yeah. And the 9th is a busy day. I'll mention a couple different events. I'm going to run through several different events, really more in the next week or two. But on the 9th, we also have, there's a couple events we're doing and one other event that I'll mention. We're doing with the Navigator Program. We've talked a little bit about that, but basically the Santa Fe Small Business Navigator Program exists to help entrepreneurs of all kinds really find the resources they need. Sometimes it's real confusing there's so many resources that are available. It's kind of tough sometimes to figure out which ones you want to work with. So the Navigator Program with Caroline Lee and NMSU's Arrowhead Center really helps address that, helps make it a little bit easier to navigate your way through all those resources. They put together a couple different events that we'll talk about. The one on Tuesday is Makers Marketplace. It's practical strategies for selling your work. And they've teamed up with our local SCORE chapter, our local award-winning SCORE chapter, to deliver this this workshop that really talks with makers. And there's a variety of different folks who are making their own goods. I saw a lot of them this past weekend at a variety of different markets. But they don't necessarily always know how to get those items sold. And they don't necessarily know sometimes the business behind what the cost of those goods are so that you're making the kind of money you need in order to keep that business alive. So that's what this topic, that's Friday at 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Business Incubator, that's what that's going to concentrate on. Also that evening, there are, or this evening, there are two AI events. One is a very special one. We've been working with Kurt Doty and at Realm IQ on this El Ceylon series. And tonight he's got a very special guest, the director of the NM Energy Office, Rebecca Puck-Stair, and talking about kind of that interface of some of the AI computing and intensive computing needs that different businesses have really requires a lot of energy. So she'll be talking a little bit about how those energy needs match up with some of the capabilities that AI has to improve the way that we do, that we create energy, whether that's geothermal energy. New Mexico is very good on that. We're talking about fusion. We're talking about a variety of different energy sources. So that's El Ceylon. That's at Boxcar. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And I'll mention for other people who are in the AI world, there's another event that evening that's actually in Albuquerque, and that's the New Mexico AI Consortium. That's part of the New Mexico Consortium, and that's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at New Space Nexus. It's a basically a networking event for them. That's at New Space Nexus in Albuquerque. Let's see. Moving on, there's a variety of different opportunities that with our newsletter, with our twice monthly newsletter, we try to create or try to provide opportunities for folks to sign up for grants, be aware of new information about resources that are available to them. One of them that we are really invested in and really focused on, because outdoor recreation is really intertwined with what we do here in Santa Fe. You know, I don't think you can really live in Santa Fe and really fully enjoy it if you're not experiencing the outdoors and taking advantage of some of that. So what we've been doing with our colleague Lizzie Portillo is working with outdoor recreation businesses to help them grow so that New Mexico, so that Santa Fe can really be the destination it deserves to be. You know, we're number one in some categories. We want to keep that, and we want to expand what we're doing in the outdoor rec arena. There is a Trails Plus grant webinar that's happening on December 10th. That's online with the Outdoor Recreation Division of New Mexico Economic Development Department. And that's from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Let's see, moving on into the workforce arena, there is the New Collar Workforce Summit with our friend Sarah Boisvert with the Fab Lab Hub. And that's taking place at the Higher Education Center. That's from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's really a high-level conversation about the future of workforce and how that's all changing. There'll be reps from MIT and Santa Fe Community College and others who are taking place to really help look at the future and how we can be prepared for it. Last thing I'll mention in this little burst is if your company, if your work is involved with the Department of Energy, there is a DOE Boost Showcase pitch event. We are seeing a lot of activity in innovative companies that are working on solutions to some of the energy challenges that we face. This is an event, this will be taking place at Q Station in Albuquerque, runs from 4 to 7 p.m., but this is really a lot of cutting-edge work that's happening from companies that are looking for investment, but they're also looking for support. They're working with various labs, and it's something we've got a real strength in Santa Fe for. Let's see, the last thing I'll mention for a second here is our friends at the Santa Fe Chamber, they have their Holiday Biz Connections After Hours event. This is always a special one. It takes place at First National Bank downtown, right off the plaza. And that's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. on December 12th. It's just a festive networking mixer. It's a really good opportunity to meet some of the other business leaders and some of the other people to make it happen in an outside of business environment. So that's a great event on December 12th. There's a lot of special things happening that weekend, but I'll hand it off to Maciek to talk a little bit about that Guadalupe Winter Walk and Market.
Fantastic. Welcome, Maciek.
Welcome, Maciek.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here. So we do have the Winter Walk that's happening this Saturday. I've been speaking with the producers, the Canyon Road folks, and it's going to be an incredible event. Don't tell your kids, but there's going to be multiple Santas in multiple incredible vehicles. We've got a pet show at the pet show fashion walk, actually, at the David at the DeVargas Park. And we've got the Santa Fe Gloom with a special soccer celebrity at DeVargas Park as well. We've got s'mores and several fire pits all up and down the corridor. Every business is providing something different, some kind of treat. There's wreath making at the flower shop Oldies, which is right next to Cowboys. There's the Flatham Contemporary is opening up their terrace. So you can go up there and enjoy yourself. Every business has something going on. Music at 6 or 7 different stations. Looks like it's going to be fantastic weather, upper 50s by the late afternoon. So please come out. It's going to be a fantastic experience.
Well, and if we could just remind people again of the time and then kind of along Guadalupe, the location, the streets there.
Absolutely. Great idea. So it'll be this Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. And the street closure is going to be happening from Manhattan on the south to Paseo on the north. And we greatly encourage people to use the parking garages, the Convention Center mm-hmm. parking garage, the Rail Yard parking garage, as well as the NMSA parking lot to park, because there will not be any road access along Guadalupe from Manhattan all the way to Paseo.
Well, so
yeah, keep that in mind. And one thing that's great about this is we really have dug into how we can support local business. And Maciek's really been leading the charge within the office about our Go Local, Go Different campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric, for bringing that up. So we just launched in the last week to 10 days, and it's a citywide campaign, Go Local, Go Different. I check out our Instagram at Go Local Santa Fe, where we've been profiling lots of businesses that we photographed and interviewed in October. And we're going to be continuing this process because there are so many wonderful businesses in Santa Fe that deserve our support and deserve our recognition. And whenever we spend at those businesses, we are keeping those funds within Santa Fe. And we're supporting our neighbors, we're supporting our businesses, we're supporting our workers, and that makes us stronger as a community. So the Go Local effort has a wonderful rewards pass that we've installed, and we have over 40 businesses that are on the pass right now. And you can go in and check in, and we've created all sorts of prizes. So if you want free gifts, free meals, free tote bags, hats, we have that for you. We got you. And it's very low barrier to entry. So when you sign up for that rewards pass, you get 100 points. When you send that rewards pass to your friend, you get another 100 points. You check into a business, you get 100 points, and you get a free meal starting at 1,000 points. Lots of fantastic restaurants are taking part. Lots of wonderful stores are taking part. So if you want free things for these holidays, we greatly recommend that you go on our Instagram, Go Local Santa Fe, and get into that rewards pass, add it to your home screen, and have a great time.
And share the heck out of it.
Am I understanding correctly that you could earn points without even having to spend money?
That's absolutely right. You can earn some points, but we do recommend that, hey, if you're going to, let's say, Iconic on Guadalupe Street, and you get that 100 points for checking in, you know, get a scone, get a croissant, get a coffee or a tea while you're there, and enjoy the ambiance, because part of this is just being able to discover and enjoy new places. Hey, you know, I've always walked by that place. I've never actually been in it. Why don't I go in and get a coffee, get 100 points, and then I'm that much closer to getting a free meal at Sazon. I'm that much closer to getting some free gifts at Collect. So there's lots of options. We're going to be continuing to rotate through for new businesses continually. So the offerings are going to change. There's going to be new prizes that are going to be available. And every time you go to a place, there might be a quiz, and that quiz will give you 200 points. So that's a really easy way of racking up those points. So if you're into great free meals, you're into great free gifts, the rewards pass is for you.
Hey, how can businesses sign up? I know we got 40, we've got a good representation. I've used the app myself. How do they get signed up so they can participate?
Well, let's say the first thing you want to do is you want to go to our website, santafenm.gov/go-local, and sign up to be part of the effort. And when you sign up to be part of the effort as a business owner, you take the pledge to go local, and you also submit your business as part of that go local effort. And you can let us know, hey, I'd love to be included in the rewards pass in the future. So that's a great way of saying that you want to be part of it. And that's a great way of getting up on our radar, because if you're a business that's looking to go to the next level, you may want to be part of our Small Business Navigator or any of our other tremendous resources. So that really pulls you into our network and also gets us, gets you in line for the next stage of the rewards pass.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Maciek.
Thanks so much, Maciek, for all you've done on that.
Thank you.
Real quick, Maciek. So that means I can go Christmas shopping this weekend and get gift cards everywhere from all these great businesses that are out of Lupin?
As long as you get those points, Deborah, and I know you're going to be really great at it. You're going to be able to get points here and there and everywhere. And you can definitely get those gift cards right when you hit that point mark.
Yeah, we haven't done this in the office yet, but I know that Deborah is going to be one of the leading contenders for getting the most points possible. I can't imagine she won't do very well with this.
You know, I love a good challenge, Eric. I just think going shopping this weekend to our various businesses and being able to get those gift cards as gifts for our folks and supporting those small businesses will really help everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Deborah.
And there's just a couple more events and activities to maybe mention. We've published a list of holiday and winter markets and fairs. We'll be doing that again this week. But one of the ones that that came up after we sent our last message is also on the 13th. And that's the New Mexico governor has a new holiday market taking place at the governor's residence. And that's another festive holiday shopping opportunity. That's also from 3 to 7 p.m. A couple other things to mention, more on the resource side of things. Santa Fe Business 101 is a quarterly event that we do to help people navigate signing up and becoming a business in Santa Fe, but also becoming aware of many more of the resources that are available. So that returns on the 16th. And that'll be at the Santa Fe Public Library Southside branch from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It'll talk about how to get your business license, a little bit about how you need to set up your business so you can, you know, so you can have that business operate, but not jeopardize your your own house and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of resources that are available. We'll talk about just about all of those in this session on the 16th. And looking ahead to 2026, there's a couple more items I wanted to mention as far as more resources and opportunities. If you're in the art world, the 516 Arts has a fulcrum fund for artists, and their deadline is December 31st, and they support artists throughout New Mexico with a total of $60,000 in a variety of different grants. So they have an online information session taking place on December 13th. That's the Fulcrum Fund from 516 Arts. Let's see. I mentioned Outdoor Rec. They have an application period that's going to open January 1st. It's very competitive, but they've got information sessions that are happening on December 7th, 17th. And on January 6th, they require folks who are applying to participate in one of those sessions. So highly recommend you do that. The information on that is all in our newsletter. And last thing I'll mention for right now is we have a number of folks in Santa Fe and the surrounding area that are involved with technology related to wellness and health. There is a new deep dive coding bootcamp for health data innovators. And that is launching in early 2026 from some friends, both CNM Ingenuity and Health Inno. Highly recommended. Check that out. The information is going to be in our newsletter. That seems like a lot.
That is a lot. That's terrific. And we do want to remind our listening audience there that if you'd like to sign up to receive the newsletters, all you have to do is send an email to the city of Santa Fe, and you could also do it at their website. But that email address again, Eric, is?
The easiest one to do on that is contact OED. That's our kind of general purpose email. So contact, contact OED, one word, and that is at santafenm.gov.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for what you all are doing to help our business community. Open for Business right here on KSWV Radio. And I want to wish you, Eric, and Deborah and Maciek a happy holiday season. And thank you for making it special for our business community here in town.
Yeah, we're thankful to you and all the business owners. I think it's been a really good 2025. We're looking forward to some real progress and even better opportunities in 2026.
Take care, and you have a terrific rest of your day.